Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Joining me on today's program is Lindsay Klein with Many Hands for Haiti and Pella. She's here to talk about a Color Blast 5K taking place on Saturday, September 27th. Talk about what the event is, really. Where did this idea come from?
Well, my boss, Tim Brand, wanted to do a 5K of sorts. Last year, they had done Freezing for a Reason, which was a run in like the middle of February with a soup supper afterwards. And I'm not a runner, but the running in the snow sounded especially disgusting to me. So I had said, what if we did a colors run of some sort? So we looked into it, wanted to do it back in April when the mango tree opened, but that didn't work out. And so we revisited it this fall when the Central students were back around so they could participate, and ended up on September 27, and we're really looking forward to it. So basically, it's a 5K where you can run or walk, and there's going to be five different color stations run by local businesses who will throw a different color powder at everyone going through. And then at the end, everyone's going to get 8 free ounces of frozen yogurt from the mango tree, and it's just going to be a big celebration of what God's doing with Many Hands for Haiti and the mango tree and the people of Pella. So we're really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a fun event, but also one that's going to raise money for an important cause. And that's, of course, what your volunteers are doing in Haiti. And talk about, you know, what registration folks need to be mindful about that. If they hit pre-registration, it's a little bit cheaper, but they're still donating a good portion of money to the cause.
Yeah, so if you pre-register by September 13, it's only $30. After that, it's going to go up to $40, and you can register the day of the race for $50. If you pre-register, you're guaranteed a shirt. After that, we'll give them out as supplies last. But all of the money is going towards a truck in Haiti, because this past July, we had a truck that our leader was driving back, and he was crossing a normally tame river. But in July, it's rainy season in Haiti, so the river was a little stronger than usual, and the current swept away the truck and started rolling it. So thankfully, our leader was able to get out of the truck, but the truck was totaled. There's no car insurance in Haiti. I think it was a 2013 truck, too, so brand new, beautiful truck, because we need a nice truck to go through the horrible roads down there. So that was a total loss, but we're looking to use all of these funds to go towards the truck, and we're welcoming any donations and any amount for it, too.
What's the route look like? It's going to be a 5K, so there's going to be quite a bit of distance, but folks maybe even outside of Pella will get an opportunity to see some cool things along the way, you know, outside of the colored powder, of course, being thrown at them. The route kind of starts in the southeast part of town and works its way back downtown. Talk about the route, why it was chosen this way, and talk about what folks will experience on the way here.
Yeah, so the route starts at Pella Rec Center, which is formerly known as Work Systems. And really, it was just a God thing. Pella Rec Center had volunteered to help us with a run, and so I started out there in my car and started measuring miles back in the winter, and it just happened that the route that I was driving ended up right by the mango tree, and it was exactly a 5K. So it's going to start out at Pella Rec Center. The first Color Blast station is at Pella Christian, which is a great place for our first Color Blast station. They have teams that go down with us over every Christmas. A lot of their students are really passionate about what's happening in Haiti. And then it kind of weaves its way through town past Madison School, Pella High. It's going to go through that park and then weave its way to Hearthstone, where we're going to have another Color Blast station, which should be really fun for the residents there to watch and participate in. And then it's just going to end up right in the alley next to the mango tree. So Main Street will be shut down for it, and we're really looking forward to just having a good time.
What other information do folks need to know about before they decide to register or before they decide to show up the day of?
Yeah, well, to register, you can either pick up a form at the mango tree or you can register online at www.mh4h.org/colorblast. There's a link on our Facebook page, too, if people want to do it that way. But things to consider, you don't have to be an avid runner. This is not a timed race. It's just about fun and about raising awareness. So you don't have to be super fit or into running, but you can just come out for a good time. You can bring your kids, you can bring your strollers. For the most part, all the tests we've done, the powder has come out of clothes and everything, no problem. But we're not taking responsibility if your stroller gets a little bit tie-dyed. So we're looking forward to that, and it should be a good day.
And thanks again to Lindsay Klein for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always find today's news online at KNIAKRLS.com.